You're listening to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher coming again to another part in the cross work of our Lord Jesus. We don't want you to miss the cross or miss the meaning of the cross. But you may miss the cross of Christ if you fail to understand that Jesus died as a substitute for sinners. Substitution is an absolutely essential concept in Jesus' death. If you think for a moment that the Lord merely died as an example to show bravery and instill courage in the face of suffering, you miss the message of the cross of Christ. Or if you think that the Lord died as a martyr to bear witness to a system of truth, but did not stand in the place of sinners to take their sin upon his own body, then you are in the dark. The Bible is abundantly clear and adamant that Jesus died as a substitutionary lamb in our place and in our stead. Isaiah stated, "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes we are healed." John the Apostle stated, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away or beareth away the sin of the world." And Paul the Apostle stated, "Christ died for us," where the preposition "for" has the meaning "in the place of." The Lord Jesus died in our place and in our stead as a substitutionary sacrifice. So our gospel is the good news of God substituting his Son to take our place to bear the wrath of God due to our sin. This is pure mercy. It is God's way of meeting his own high standard of holiness and yet treating guilty sinners in 100% mercy. To get off scot-free, as we would say. Some would argue, but that is not right. How can substitution be acceptable? Can a man take the penalty for his brother and go to jail or to death in his place? No, not in civil law. But when Christ came into the world, he came as the representative man for his people. He is their head, or federal head, to fulfill every legal covenant engagement for his people. That was the contract or covenant that his Father made with him in the covenant of grace. And Jesus undertook to fulfill all righteousness for them by dying in their place. God decreed the part he was to fulfill as the substitute for sinners, so that when Jesus died, all who believe on him are treated as dead to the law. Substitution is the sweetest and most merciful act of God, and it makes the cross of Christ a beautiful thing in the believer's eye. To be able to say that Jesus died for me, that is, in my place, it brings heaven into the soul. Can you say that? Do you know that Jesus died in your place? Are you rejoicing in the great contract of Calvary? God punishing his Son in your place, so you go free and then made fit for heaven. There is no sweeter story to the believer. The one who can say, "I lay my sins on Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God. He bears them all and frees us from the accursed load. I bring my guilt to Jesus to wash my crimson stains, white in his blood most precious, till not a spot remains."